This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting edition of Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and this is the broadcast that helps you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be a successful investor, if you're going to retire with confidence and retire with peace of mind, you're going to need a financial strategist on your side who can coach you and help you navigate through the fog of investing, and that person is Coach Alfie Townsend. Pick up your phone and give him a call at 561-1155. Again, that number is 561-1155. And if you saved enough to retire or you're soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to have a second set of eyes on your portfolio. You really need to treat your wealth like your health, and Alfie can be a second opinion for you, and you can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. And you can get your financial MRI if you'll call and request that. You can meet with Alfie in one of those offices, and he'll examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to make sure that you're not taking undue risk. He's going to make sure you're diversified and allocated properly. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that could be eating up your returns. And he's going to answer a question that we're going to talk about today, and that is, are you really able to stay retired? You don't want to have to go back to work. You don't want to have to run out of money. Alfie's going to help you stay retired. Give him a call, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. His website is action-packed. You'll find a wealth of information about his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group, savingtheinvestor.com. Well, today we are going to be talking about the coach, and our topic today is, are you really able to stay retired? And if you are retired already, that can be a daunting thought because you may see your portfolio going in the opposite direction. And obviously, when you're not working, you're basically unemployed, so you have to depend upon that lifetime income. And coach, really, that's a concern that you find with a lot of people that come into your office, and especially those that attend your coaching classes, don't you?
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Southwest Florida. And yes, we're gonna talk about that. But you know, let's talk about the Hurricane Matthew. Man, that was crazy.
Scary.
And we got, you know, Southwest Florida, we were definitely able to we escaped that one, but you know, the poor East Coast has just got pounded. But you know, it seems like it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could, and hopefully it's not going to spin around and come back to the state like they were. Some computer models are showing. Boy, that would be a first, wouldn't it?
No, I think it happened before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I forgot which one. It was within the last 10 years it happened once, where it came back and went back in. So it, you know, hurricanes are crazy. I lived in Florida in the 60s. In the 70s and the 80s, and I was never really in a hurricane because either I lived in Tampa, or I lived on the West Coast or East Coast when they hit. So I've never, thank goodness, I don't want to be in one, and they are devastating. But I'm glad we were able to withstand it over here on the West Coast. And East Coast, you know, it was pretty bad over there, real bad, but I think it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, well, our hearts and prayers go out to all those people.
Absolutely.
In Haiti, I know over 500 people lost their lives because of it, and it's definitely nothing to, stay there when that thing is coming at you. So we're glad that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. But, you know, today we're talking about the fact that people really need to be able to stay retired, and it's interesting to note that baby boomers is most of our audience today, and 77 million baby boomers today are in America. 10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. The youngest boomer is 52 years old. The big question that we're asking today is, can they stay retired?
That's a really, really good question, John, because if you think about it, it was easier for their parents to stay retired because they had their pensions in place. That's the problem with the baby boomers retiring right now, is because they have to, most of them, now some of them have pensions still, but most of them have to make their own pension and have to, now they're in the harvesting phase of their life. That means they're taking the money that they accumulated, and now they have to turn that money into income. And it's hard to do. It's very hard to do. And if you do it with a portfolio, which you can definitely do, and we do that majority of the time with portfolios, but the portfolio has to be right. And if you ever went to one of our Ruth Chris workshops, we talk about that at the end of the workshop. What we do is we show at these two interest rates are the same in these two portfolios, but the bottom line is over 15 years, even though they have the same interest rate of return, it's how it got there. And if you have a portfolio that's getting there through a lot of volatility, like the S&P 500, you can run out of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know you had just had a coaching event here this past Thursday, and you had a lot of people here at your office, and it's a great time to just coach them and talk to them. What were some of the big concerns that people were voicing, especially in this hour? Obviously, we're in an election season, a lot of uncertainty out there in the markets, interest rates about to go up again, probably. What are some of the concerns that you found from some of your clients that came in this week?
Well, you know, we had clients that came in for our coaching classes. We do that every quarter. We try to have them come in and we talk about, you know, what's really going on inside, you know, their portfolios and what's going on with the market, what's going on with the world right now. And the question always comes up. And so what we did on this one, we had this new analyzer that we use to really determine what their risk tolerance is. Okay, this is a new company that we're using. And the great thing about it, it really takes the emotion in play when they're asking these questions. And as they're asking these questions, that, you know, so what we did is we did a sample one, and I had Amy, and Amy's a great listener, so I'm going to use Amy. Good morning, Amy. Tell Jim we said hi. But anyway, so Amy was, you know, I asked Amy about these questions. I said, okay, how much could you afford to lose? And she gave me a number. Okay. And that's what's nice. It's not a percent number, it's a dollar amount. And that's what makes it hard. And then it goes through these series of questions, John, that, well, okay, you have option A or option B. Option A, here's your number. You have, you made 5% guaranteed. And option B was you either lost 10% or you made 150%. Which one do you want? And it makes you think, and then it changes it up. It keeps going and digs deep about six or seven times. And then it comes with, okay, this is your number. It's easy for me to say, okay, John, you have this money. You have 500,000 here. Out of 500,000, you know, 5%, 10%, what would really hurt you? And instead of that, what we do is we go deeper. And it might be, it shows, hey, okay, out of your $500,000, the number you picked, it's, you could have lost 8%, you know, that's $40,000, or you could have made $85,000. So it shows you, and then you can say, you know what, I can live with that or I can't live with that.
Well, that's an interesting concept because, too, I mean, obviously, if people are in the market long term, and that's really what you preach, is to invest, rebalance, you know, reduce your fees, stay long term invested. Basically, they're making money over the years. So in 1 year, if they lost, let's say their bottom number is, I don't want to lose 10,000. Okay, is that over the principle of what they started with? Because if people are making money and they lost that amount in a year, they still could be up tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, couldn't they?
That's a great point. So let's say that's why I emphasize to my clients, the ones that, and there are clients, you know, there's clients that will never call me.
Right.
Never call me. And then there's clients that call me when there's a little hiccup. And those are ones that I have to, you know, spend more time with. But on the other hand, if you had $100,000, and if we're trying to get you that 6% rate of return, and over, let's say over the course of, you know, let's just call it 10 years, that $100,000 is at $200,000, okay? You know, and that would have to average a little bit better than 6%, but let's just say it's at $200,000 and you lost 10%. Well, 10% is $20,000, but you're still way ahead of what
right.
you started with.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the thing. If you did not take that risk, you would have, you know, you would have still had your $100,000. It might have been worth $110,000, but now even after a loss, you're up $80,000. The ones that it hurts is when you first get in and then you lose some money, and that's the real money that you lose. But then I tell people it's a 3 to 5 year portfolio, and 3 to 5 year portfolio means you got to give it some time.
Right. Well, you're listening to Saving the Investor on 92.5 Fox News, and we're talking about, are you really able to stay retired? You want to meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples, give him a call at 561-1155. We're going to keep talking with the coach about this topic right after this break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market and, of course, presidential change and the world unrest. Well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and you want a financial planner, a certified financial planner on your side. He is fiduciary responsibility is to you, not to the products that he services towards you. And you want to meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. And when you call him at that number, request your free financial MRI. Alfie's going to examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to make sure you're not taking undue risk. He's going to make sure you're diversified properly, you're allocated properly, that you're being your portfolio is being rebalanced on a consistent basis. And he's going to answer a question you should be asking as a retiree, and that is, am I able to stay retired? He's going to answer that question for you, make sure that you have a guaranteed stream of income and you have a portfolio that is working in your favor. Give him a call, 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And when we're talking about boomers, we're talking about today, are you really able to stay retired? You know, a lot of boomers have the idea, and I know it was popular, you know, probably in the 70s, maybe up into even to the 80s, where when you retired with the same company, you know, you got, after 40 years, you got that beautiful gold watch. That's not really the current climate of today. As a coach,
no, it's not. You got your gold watch, and it was easier back then, John, because you felt confident, really very confident to stay with that company because you knew you were going to be taken care of down the road. Even, you know, like the post office, you knew you were going to have a nice pension. You know, the police officers have a nice pension, and a lot of the police officers do, but they're changing too. They're changing the way they're paying out. But the thing about it is this, it was easier back then to have, you know, to work, do your job, and know that in 30 years or 25 years, you're going to get that watch, and you're also going to get a monthly check.
Right.
You knew you were going to get that. And then the other thing you knew is that if something happened to you, your spouse was going to get half of it, if that's how you set it up. So the problem now is it's on the employer is not responsible anymore. It's the employee that's responsible. So it is harder. And the millennials, one thing about the millennials, you know, they're you know, there's a lot of bad talk really about them because they're not hard workers. They're, you know, they want. But if you, there's a lot of them out there, what they'll do that our generation didn't do is they're not afraid to change jobs.
Right.
And they're not afraid to take risks, and they want to work for themselves. Like, you know, some of the things that they want, it's like crazy. But it's crazy, but then it's a different way of thinking.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because you may have people that are listening today, obviously, and you might have worked 5 or 7 jobs, and you have vested 401ks around with those different companies. What do you recommend for them to do with them? Because a lot of people say, well, I have this over here, and it's with this company over here. Do you recommend coming in and pulling them all together to be able to invest it in one vehicle?
That's a good point, John. So, yes, if you have different 401ks spread apart, you know, spread around, if you have IRA spread around, the best thing to do is consolidate them, because you want to consolidate them. by consolidating them, you're going to make sure that it's working together. They're all working together. And when you're 70 and a half, you definitely want to start taking out of your, you have to take money out of your IRA. But if you have them spread all over the place and one company does not give you your required minimum distribution, now you're looking at a 50% penalty. So let's say you're supposed to have a $10,000 RMD required minimum distribution from that one IRA, $10,000, and they didn't send it to you. You're looking at a $5,000 penalty, and then you have to go ahead and do it anyway, take it out. So it's very, very important to get your affairs in order with your IRAs, and that's what we specialize in is IRAs. We understand how to create income, and we understand portfolios, and that's the main thing. You don't want to go to an advisor that just, you know, that bashes annuities or that bashes the market. You want someone that understands income, because we might have to use a combination of both of them. And sometimes if you already have a pension, John, we're just going to use the market and then get your number right and make sure you're not taking that undue risk.
And another point is that I'm not sure of this, but I would imagine if you left your 401k with a previous employer that you could be paying exorbitant fees for them to manage that, couldn't you?
Well, the thing about it is this, there's only, and this is what we do with our clients that are still working and they have 401ks and they cannot roll their money over. Usually if you're over 59 and a half and you are still working, they let you do what we call in-service withdrawals. So we can take majority of that IRA that you have, the 401k, and roll it over into an IRA without any tax consequences, but let it be managed properly, because they have limited resources of what you can put your money in with when it comes to your the plans that they offer. There's only a few, you know, a few options. You have the different mutual funds, you know, retirement target dates and this and that, but they don't really have a good plan in place. And so you can, if you're over 59 and a half, with majority of the 401ks, you're allowed to take partial withdrawals and bring them over.
All right. Well, that's great to know. You're listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. Coach Alfie Townsend is here to help you navigate through the fog of investing. And we're talking about, are you really able to stay retired? Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will answer that question for you. Are you really able to stay retired? Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, Saving the Investor. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here. You know, my four-year-old now, he's four, if you could believe that, is massive. He's huge for his age. On the line with me right now is Alfie Townsend. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, the man when it comes to retirement. Alfie, my plan is to put my kid in the NFL. Is that any kind of a retirement plan?
Hey, that's a great plan if that's your second or third plan. But then your first plan has to be a well-diversified portfolio along with an income plan that's going to last as long as you do.
Again, now on the line with us, Alfie Townsend, certified financial planner. Look, this guy is Southwest Florida's financial planner. So it really is all about preparation, though, right, Alfie?
You have to plan for retirement. People are living longer and longer these days, so you have to have a plan in place.
All right, we'll see if the NFL plan works maybe another day. Call Alfie today, 561-1155. 561-1155. 561-1155. That's Alfie Townsend.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and you want to meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, give him a call at 561-1155, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out. You need to treat your wealth exactly like your health. You wouldn't take one doctor's opinion if he gave you a diagnosis. You would get a second opinion. Why don't you do that with your financial plan and make sure that you're setting a course towards retirement so that you have peace of mind and so that your money will outlast you. Alfie can tell you that. Give him a call at 561-1155 or go to SavingTheInvestor.com. Again, that's SavingTheInvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the products and services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement. Retirement Group, and we are talking with the coach today about, are you really able to retire and stay retired? And you have a strategy, obviously, and a plan to make sure that people are diversified, not only in their portfolio, but you have an array of vehicles to put them into that can maximize their withdrawal potential after they've accumulated all their money, can't you?
Well, you're right. You have two phases. While you're working, John, you're accumulating your wealth, and that's what you're supposed to do. That's the easy part because you're putting in money weekly or biweekly, and the company is usually matching it. So that's your accumulation phase, and that's a very important phase because you're working and you're accumulating your wealth, and that wealth that you accumulate is going to be your harvesting phase. That's step two, is after you retire, you have to take that money and say, okay, what do I need to do with that to make this money work? You have to make this money work. And that's what we do. We help you with both the accumulation and the harvesting. The harvesting is the important part and the hard part for financial planners to do because they don't really understand. They do it usually with dividend paying stocks. What we're going to do is we're going to do it with different vehicles to make sure that we're going to reduce your risk as much as possible, and then get that income. And some of that income will be guaranteed. Some of it's going to be more, you know, based on the market returns. But when we do market returns, we're going to make sure that you're not taking unnecessary risk. Just because you might have a 50-50 portfolio, John, it doesn't mean it's the same as our 50-50 portfolio, because we have such a diverse portfolio that a lot of times a 50-50 to our 50-50, we're 15 to 20% less volatile in ours than yours.
Yeah, and that's pretty good to know that they can go into something, and obviously by reducing that volatility, that could maximize their upside potential too, can it?
Well, it maximizes their upside, but it also helps them realize that, yes, you can take money out of this, and you're not going to take undue risk when the market does go down, because it is going to go down. And the market does go up and down. I'm not going to be like Glenn Beck and just say the world's coming to an end here. You know, I'm optimistic. I'm not saying that we don't have problems, but you can only do what you can do, and you have to plan with what you have and what we know.
Yeah, and we might just have some people tuning in. You're listening to Saving the Investor broadcast on 92.5 Fox News with Coach Alfie Townsend. And we talked about the fact that you have an analyzer that a lot of people out there are investing, and maybe they're investing on their own, but really they don't know what their risk potential is, not only what they desire or the maximum amount that they want to lose or that they can tolerate losing, but they may be in a portfolio that is above even their risk tolerance. And you have a way of assessing exactly what their risk is and show them really with a confidence level how much that portfolio will go up or can go down, don't you?
You know what's awesome is this new vehicle that we brought over. I'm excited about it, John, because you know we have different fund managers. We have a fund manager that is exclusive to, you know, just about 500 people in the country that can offer it, 550. And then we have another fund manager that has that design multiple accounts for us, and they manage some money for some major companies and major and states. So we have the best of both for our clients, but we have a system that we can use to truly analyze their risk number. That is important. We have to understand what your risk number is, and that risk number is, it shows you after it's all said and done how much your portfolio would lose with 95% confident level in a 6-month period and how much it can gain. So you see it, and it's done by math and science. In addition to that, that's your risk number. And then what we're going to do is we're going to analyze your portfolio. We're going to take your portfolio and find out what the number is inside that portfolio, number one. And then we're going to show you in certain time periods what your portfolio would have done. And we're going to go back to 73 to all the way to current year. And we're going to show you that this is what your portfolio would have done in 08, or what it did do in 08, what it most likely would have done in 2000, 2001, 2002. And you're going to see that, and you're going to be able to compare it to efficient portfolios, which means that it's based on math and science and give you the maximum rate of return for the least amount of risk, and see if we can better your situation. Why won't you call?
Wow, that's powerful information. I hope our listeners are really paying attention to that, because you're saying you could take their current portfolio, put it side by side with the type of portfolio you offer, take it back to 1973, and you'll see exactly how both would perform.
Yeah, you're going to get an idea of how it would have performed based on you know, based on your asset classes. So what you were holding, even though you might not even been investing in 1973, it doesn't matter. It's what your asset classes would have, how it would have performed. And why do we go back to 73 is because that's the year that we had enough data for small cap companies. In addition to that, it's a great year to go back because we had high inflation. They're talking about what if inflation goes up? What if high interest, you know, we get high interest rates? In the 90s, we had tech stocks doing good. We had tech stocks doing bad. And then we had recession. So we have all these different things that we can compare to, which is important for you to look at so we can look at the future.
Yeah, well, that's powerful information. And if you want to compare your portfolio side by side with Alfie's, and then you'll get to pick basically on the numbers itself, and you'll be able to pick which one is better for you, more advantageous for you. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He will examine your portfolio from the inside out. He is Southwest Florida's financial coach, financial planner, and he is a certified financial planner and strategist. You can meet with him and he'll expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. He'll show you if you're taking undue risk. He'll show you if you're diversified properly, make sure that your portfolio is being rebalanced. And he's going to answer the question that we are talking about today. And that is, are you really able to retire and stay retired? You're going to want to know that because you don't want to have to go back to work after 20 or 30 years of being retired. You don't want to run out of money. And Coach Alfie Townsend is the person that can answer that question. 561-1155, 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you're retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion, get a second set of eyes on your portfolio. You need to treat your wealth exactly like your health. You wouldn't take one doctor's opinion. So why are you listening to one advisor or one broker? Give Alfie Townsend a call. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, two beautiful offices. He'll tell you if you're taking undue risk in your portfolio. He'll expose some hidden fees that are in there that may be eating up your returns each and every year. He's going to make sure you're diversified and you're rebalancing correctly. He's also going to answer the question that we are talking about today on this broadcast, and that is, are you really able to retire and stay retired? Give Alfie a call, 561-1155, or you can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. Well, we are talking today about, are you really able to retire and stay retired? And before the bottom of the hour break, we were talking about the fact that Alfie has a program that can take your portfolio and take you back to 1973 and show you how the returns would have happened upward, downward, through all the bumps and bruises of the market. And he'll put his portfolio side by side with yours and show you the outcome of that portfolio. And basically, you'll get to see in black and white, Coach, exactly how it would have performed. And to me, if there's one that performs better, I would want to be in that one, wouldn't you?
Well, what you want to look at, and what I see, John, is typically what happens is, you know, when they both go down, even like if in 73 and 74, most portfolios went down and ours went down also. But then what happens is, as ours is going down, they are aggressively, our fund managers, they are buying aggressively daily with new monies coming into the fund. So almost every time, in that year, the third year when it comes back, in 75 when the mark comes back, you're going to see a substantial increase in return that year that you didn't see in their portfolio. And it happens from, and then I go from 2000 to 2015. Let's go to 2015, and you see the separation from our portfolio after 15 years to your portfolio. And that's when you'll say, my goodness. And that increase means interest, and that interest means money. And that's money in your pocket because you were diversified and you did not take undue risk. So the bottom line is this. You know, a lot of shows, John, I'm thinking of this as in the middle of the break here. And, you know, there's a lot of people say first 10 callers, five callers. And I hate that. And that's why we don't, we'll use it every now and then. But that's not me. It's not me. You know, I'm not looking for the first five callers, the first 10 callers. I'm looking for a caller, callers that are that really want to find out what they have inside their plan.
Right.
Bottom line. So I'm not looking for a bunch of phone calls today. I can tell you that. Call me today because we'll have our answering service on, and they will take your name and number. But during the week, you need to get serious and find out what you have. And by finding out what you have, you're going to come in, give us a call. You'll come in, and we'll do a side-by-side comparison. We'll find out what your true risk number is. We'll find out what your portfolio number is, and then we'll find out what percent of unnecessary risk you're taking. And then we find out if you have an income plan in place.
Yeah, that's important because there are, you know, which brings us to our next topic, which is this, that, you know, there are people out there that may not know or may know that there is an opportunity to have some sort of pension. And really, Social Security is like a pension. But you have a principal protection plan that you can put people into, don't you, that can give them a guaranteed stream of lifetime income.
So what John's talking about, the principal protection plan, is a plan that is going to guarantee a certain dollar amount each month in your account. So if you said, Alfie, I need, what would it take it, with this amount of money to give me $2,500 a month income in 5 years, in 1 year, in 3 years, whatever. So I guarantee that amount in there. You know, I say, okay, this is what this plan will guarantee. Now, out of that, you might say, okay, I want part of that guarantee and I want part of it in the market to fight inflation, because the market is going to be, a portfolio is going to be your best defense for inflation. Look at it for all these years. You can look at it, and as inflation increases, the cost of doing business is more, so the portfolios go up. They have to go up because it costs more to do business. So there's always going to be goods and services. And that's, the market is entrepreneurs. It's out there. They're out there working, building businesses and creating jobs. And that's what the market is. And that's what makes a market so good. Free market.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And if you have a good product, you're going to do great. If you don't, the market will push you out.
Right.
That's free market.
Yeah. So basically, this principal protection plan is something that if somebody doesn't have a, you know, a pension from a company, it's something they're going to want in addition to their Social Security payment, because Social Security doesn't pay a whole lot anyway, does it?
Yeah. Social Security pays, you know, it's not too bad considering what people pay in it. It, you know, some people can get as much as $3,000 a month, but typically it's between, you know, $1,500 to $2,500 a month.
Right.
You know, for the spouse. And then if the other spouse worked, it's going to be about the same, or it's going to be a little bit less, or it could be more even. So you could have, Social Security could be a big part of your pension. So we'll take that in consideration. And let's say you're down, you know, $2,500 a month that you need extra money. So I say, look, you have this much guaranteed. How much of this $2,500 do you want guaranteed? $1,000. Okay, so let's make sure we have $1,000 guaranteed, and then let's take the other out of a portfolio, which really, with this much guaranteed, you only really need to take out about 3%.
Right.
That's nothing. You know, that's nothing. So there's ways that we can create income. You just have to give us an opportunity to show you what we can do. Have you ever thought to yourself, God, if they would just listen to my idea, I can show them. And that's what it is. We can show you, and we do it all the time. We have, you know, we have clients that we help all the time. I've been doing this for 33 years. But the main thing is, you have to understand income, and you have to understand where to take the income from. And there's some things you can do. And you know, we were talking not too long ago, John, about, you know, pre-retirees, what you should do if you're about to retire. And, you know, people ask, you know, should I pay off debt? And one thing is, if you can eliminate debt and pay your debt down, pay it off, you have to have an emergency fund. You have to have emergency fund because things happen. I just had to put in a air condition. And I had one this year already, and now I had to put in another one. You know, we redid our, bought this house back in 08, absolutely gutted everything and did everything, but we kept the two AC units, and we replaced one about 6 months ago and the other one this past week.
Yeah, it's an expense.
Yeah, and so things are always going to come up. So you have to have cash on hand. You know, a line of credit isn't bad to have on your home. A lot of people, you know, they... They don't know about the line of credit. They don't believe. A lot of people don't believe in debt at all. There's good debt and bad debt.
Sure.
And a line of credit is not bad because they charge so little interest. And if you use it to pay off debt and then...
Yeah, then you get the write-off on it, I think, too.
Yeah, so you can... Yeah, there's some... Absolutely, there's some things you can do with it. Let's see what else would we want people to do, you know, if during retirement or they're about to retire. We definitely want to maximize your employer benefits. So if your employer, you know, there's some people that come in, should I add to my 401k? Is your employer matching? Yes. And you're not adding? No. You want to add because if you add, they're going to match. That's 100% on your money. So you definitely want to do that. Take advantage of your 401ks. You want to definitely take advantage of your 401ks. And it says also one of the things we tell, you know, decide on your retirement lifestyle about traveling. A lot of people, you know, you retire and now it's time to enjoy your life. You worked your butt off and now it's time to take those vacations, go see your grandchildren. And that's what you want to do. But if you don't have a plan in place, John, you're not going to be able to do the things with confidence. And you want to retire with confidence, and that's what we're talking about.
Well, are you really able to retire and stay retired? That's the big question today, and you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion, a second set of eyes. Treat your wealth exactly like your health. Call Coach Alfie Townsend. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, 561-1155, 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here, but you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9 right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to meet with Coach Alfie Townsend in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. He'll examine your portfolio from the inside out. He'll make recommendations to you that will be beneficial to you and prudent well into your retirement years. You'll sail into retirement with peace of mind, and you'll be able to answer the question and say, yes, I am really able to retire and stay retired. How peaceful will that be for you to know that your money is going to outlast you? And here's the big question, Coach. How can a retiree or pre-retiree know how long their money will last? Now, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I know you can guide them in some direction.
Well, that's a big question. That's part of the process when they come in, John. We're gonna really ask some deep questions regarding your expenses, regarding if you're any future inheritance. Are you planning, you know, is your parents still alive? Are you going to be inheriting money? You know, there's a lot of things. So what we do is we take all this in consideration and we put it in the program that we have, and it's going to show you if your money's going to last. And that's a great thing about it, because you might have to change some your spending habits. You might say, you know what? We don't have to change our spending habits. We're going to be okay. So it's nice to know you have to have a plan in place. And, you know, like they say, if you fail to plan to fail.
Yeah.
We don't want you to fail. So we want you to have a plan and have a written plan and say, you know what, this plan makes sense. But what we're not going to do here, we're not going to scare you to put you in a product.
Yeah, and that's really your job, and those that are listening that are potential clients, your job is to keep them retired, isn't it? I mean, that's why I would want you on my team, is so that you keep me retired.
Well, that's what you want, John. You want someone that you have confidence in. It. You know, you see the New England Patriots. I'm a Miami Dolphin fan.
Okay, tough year.
I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, and it's been a But my second team.
Since Moreno left.
After Moreno left. Dan, if you're listening, you need to become.
He looks good in them Nutrisystem commercials. I'm going to have to jump on that.
He needs to come back as a coach or something. Because so the thing about it is this. You have a good quarterback. You have a good coach. And in my second team, people say, how can you have New England Patriots as your second team?
Don't ever tell me that.
Yeah, it is. Because I like Belichick and I like the players around him. They play for him. And that's what if you have someone that's investing your money and putting the plan together, you want the head coach to have, you have to have confidence in the coach. These players have confidence in Belichick. That's why you can interject different players and they can perform.
Right.
And that's the thing.
One goes down, they keep winning. It's amazing.
They keep winning. So the thing about it is this. You have to have a plan in place. And what we do with our clients, before you become our clients, we look at your current plan to see if it's in place. And we show you, hey, you're okay. Or we show you, you need help.
Right.
And it's up to you if you want help. You know, you can only help the people that, what did they say years ago? You can't help someone that's, you can't climb a fence that's leaning towards you. You can't put toothpaste back in the tube. You have to help people that need help. And what I do is I show you if you need help. And I show you if you don't need help. So it's a great thing. You'll have that confidence, and that's what you need in retirement.
Yeah, well, that's important to know. If you've saved enough to retire or you're already retired, you need to know with confidence if your money will last your lifetime. That's an important question you need to ask yourself. Call Alfie and request a financial MRI. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we're going to take a short break. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to keep talking about the coach about, are you really able to retire and stay retired? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. You've heard him on the air before. He's with Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie, I wanted to start today with retirement. You know, as I look to my future, really, it's not all about just saving and hoarding as much money you can, is it? It's about planning, right?
You're right, Trey. There's two parts of planning. You have the accumulation phase, when you're working, and then you have the harvesting phase. That means you have to take money from the money that you saved, and that's the critical part of retirement. That's what we do here at the Advantage Retirement Group. We will put a written income plan in place for you.
And this is a great point. So if you're getting near retirement, even if you're a young professional like myself, if you're looking toward the future, call Alfie Townsend today. Even if you are retired, he can help you. He's a certified financial planner. He's got offices in Fort Myers and Naples. Alfie Townsend, give him a call today. 561-1155. 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Give Alfie a call and request your free financial MRI. What is that? That's a face-to-face appointment with coach in Fort Myers or Naples, and he'll examine your portfolio from the inside out. He'll tell you if you're taking undue risk. He'll expose hidden fees that are eating up your returns. He'll make sure you're diversified and allocated properly, make sure that you're being rebalanced, and especially as we're going into the fourth quarter, you want to make sure that you're rebalanced properly so that you position yourself for 2017. Give Coach Alfie a call, sit down with him, or go to the website savingtheinvestor.com. And in this segment, our last segment, Coach, let's talk about the person who has just retired, because as we said in the beginning of this broadcast, 10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. Now, that doesn't mean they're retiring, because I think the retirement age, correct me if I'm wrong, is 67 now as far as for Social Security. But what do they do? They may say, wow, my last day is next month. What am I going to do with my life, and what do I do in order to plan my income to so that I have money coming in each and every week?
Yeah, so usually the retirement age is 66, and it might be like 66 and 3 months or 7 months, depending on your birthday. But that's your full retirement age, and you at least want to wait till that when you're taking Social Security. We used to have these programs, John, that they had all the 567 different ways.
Believe you, lover.
And they got rid of that. Yeah. So, but there are things you can do to maximize Social Security. And so, you know, what we want to talk about, I think the most important thing is we talked about this briefly last week. I'm going to change the topic here. I know you asked me a question. John always says, you know, I asked you a question and you didn't even answer the question. You went right into something else.
Well, that's sort of what Trump has to do tomorrow night. You know, he's got to be asked the question and answer with another answer.
Well, Trump has to not take it personal and just do what Pence did and just, you know what?
You did a great job.
Oh, yeah. Just stay calm, cool. And you know what it is he defends himself so much. He just defends himself.
He gets hurt, I think. I think
his feelings get hurt, and then he takes it personal, and she just, you know, jabbing him over there. Yep. So hopefully tomorrow night he'll do a round two will be better than round one. But, you know, if you have IRAs, we touched on this last week. If you have IRAs, we have a plan. If you're between in your 50s to, let's say, 65, 68, maybe even 70 years old, if you have IRAs and you don't really need the distribution and you want to be able to take that money out down the road tax-free, there's ways that we can do that now, taking the IRS code, IRS laws, and with some really amazing products, we can take this IRA, the current IRA that you have, we can show you how the taxes are paid without your money, but in a form of a very 1% loan, cheap loan, to pay the taxes and eventually take this money out down the road after about 5 or 6 years, tax-free.
Wow, that's a nice feature.
Tax-free. So if you have an IRA and you said, you know what, I wouldn't mind to pass this money on as a legacy, or I wouldn't mind to take the money out when I want to take it out, but when I want to take it out, I want it to be taken out tax-free, give us a call. This is a tax planning to the hilt right here. This is something that can really jumpstart your retirement and take the ticking time bomb, which is your IRA, and make it a tax-free vehicle for you down the road.
Yeah, and another topic that we didn't really talk about, but maybe you can address if it's important or not for someone that's retiring at 67, as you say, is life insurance a component that is part of their retirement package, or is that something where you say, well, you know what, I don't need life insurance at this point? What is your view on that?
Well, I have a friend that talked about life insurance because it's used totally different these days, John. It's a totally different animal than it used to be. Life insurance was a death benefit. You know, you buy it, but now the life insurance, there's ways to utilize that for growth. You know, that's
in retirement, right?
In retirement, that you can take. You know, this one that we have has averaged close to 7% return and 100% liquidity. 100% liquidity. So when I talk about life insurance, it's a very good friend of mine. She's in the business that I'm in Tampa. I heard her say this about the iPhone. When she held it up and she says, "What is this?" I said, "A phone." They said, "Oh, is it a phone?" I use it. She goes, "I use it for a flashlight. I use it for my GPS. I use it to check my stocks. I use it for many things.
Sure.
I very seldom use it as a phone." And so when you think of that, think of it that way, and you think of an iPhone, you know, there's many options with it. It's not just a phone. It's not a phone anymore. So when you say life insurance, you think of life insurance as you have to die to get it. But the new life insurance out there now, the new second generation life insurance, what is more used as an investment vehicle, as an asset class that is, you know, if you have an annuity and you have life insurance, the annuity, you can make, let's say if you can make 5% or, you know, 5% on annuity, you can make 12% on a life insurance. They give you a lot more earning potential and plus many, many other benefits. So open your mind if you say, you know, Alfie, I have an old life insurance policy. What can I do with it? Or what can I do to get some, you know, I want something that I can take out when I want it, and have some earning potential and not jeopardize my principal.
Yeah, and as this has evolved, I mean, is this something that if they went in this type of vehicle, would there be risk involved with that, or is it pretty much their money is a safe haven in that vehicle?
Yeah, it's not exposed to the market, so you have access to it anytime you want. So yes, there's not too many vehicles that give you an average return of 7%. And then have 100% liquidity to it, 100% liquidity to it, And, you know, if you don't want it, you just take your money out. No penalties. No, you know, that's a great thing. No questions asked. So it's hard to have a vehicle that, like, think about CDs when they were paying 4 and 5% to get your money out. That was a 6-month interest penalty. This is not a penalty at all. You just take your money out. And there's a lot of benefits to boot on that. But, you know, we talked, let's do a wrap up, John. We really talked a lot, you know, a lot today regarding about staying retired and having a plan in place. And the only thing I ask is, hey, we're not going to say first 5 callers, 10 callers. We're going to say, call us if you want a second. If you want a second opinion, a true second opinion, that we put it into numbers. We put it in our plan, and we find out what your number is. We find out what your portfolio number is. And we find out by doing that financial MRI on your portfolio, we're going to dissect it from the inside out, not just what your hidden fees are. You have to know what your hidden fees are, but if you're taking undue risk. And majority of the time, John, people are taking on an average 30% more risk than they need to take to in order to get the return that they're currently getting. It's a great thing to reduce your risk, reduce your fees, and have a good retirement.
Yeah, it was an excellent show today. And you need to ask yourself, if you're listening today, ask yourself this question: am I really able to retire and stay retired? That's a question you should be asking. Am I able to stay retired once I retired? And if you don't know the answer to that 100% confidently, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. We always say treat your wealth like your health. You wouldn't take one doctor's opinion. So why are you doing it with your finances? Your financial status is very important, and you want to stay retired. You need a financial strategist, a coach on your side that's able to help you navigate through the fog of investing. And Coach Townsend is available to meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples. Give him a call, 561-1155, 561-1155. And if you saved enough to retire, if you're soon to be retired, if you're already retired, you owe it to yourself to find out, will my income last my entire lifetime? Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. It's a very interactive website. There's a media tab there. If you want to watch some of these broadcasts, topics that we've discussed, you can click on them. As always, it's always a blessing coming into your vehicle or into your living room. Stay tuned. Listen to us next week and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.